One is the adjustment of the excess cost formula, moving towards a more population-driven cost formula. It would take the taxable valuation out of the equation is something that they've looked at. The other scenario would be districts holding contract. They then would hire and employ all the special ed staff, and the unit would retain the more specialized staff like OT, PT, preschool, social work, things of that nature. And the premise behind it is the costs have increased rather substantially over the last couple of years. The 2010-11 school year, the operating budget for the unit was approximately $3.4 million. From there, they actually had a carryover balance of about $230,000. That then was applied to the 2011-12 school year to meet the needs of that operating budget, which was approximately $3.6 million. So they didn't adjust the excess cost formula based on the carryover that they had. In this past, or this school year, they had a teacher-negotiated agreement go into effect, another one. And due to salary increases, teacher retirement, and benefits, that cost an increase about $300,000 more. So in order to meet the needs of our operating budget, the excess cost to the member school districts actually had to increase to meet the requirements of our budget. Big issue that needs to be addressed, especially as the cost continues to go on the climb, and it's something that our board definitely is looking into, and hopefully we'll have a decision soon.